Next up is Keely.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to actually stay over here. I have one slide which I can show later if it will be useful to people about what I did with my Yelp page. But I'm going to tell a little story about my experience as a psychologist in private practice in San Francisco and some of the challenges I've encountered with online review sites. To start with, I just want to say that I feel really strongly that consumers need places to get good, accurate information about healthcare providers. I don't think restricting speech from patients is a good idea. I don't think it's going to help. And I feel like there needs to be sources of information where they can get good information, objective information, and something that maybe we're not seeing yet for them to find out more about the providers who they see. One of the challenges that I've experienced as a psychologist is that all mental health ethics codes prohibit us from soliciting testimonials from our clients. So in the past several years, all of these sites have popped up that are consumer review sites, and many of them feed in doctors' businesses as just a matter of course, lumped in with restaurants and car dealers and other services. And one of my concerns when I saw my own business being fed in to Yelp was, oh gosh, are my patients or my licensing board going to think that I've put my business up here asking for a review? And some of the thinking behind the ethics codes prohibiting us from requesting testimonials are that as mental health professionals, we're working with populations who are vulnerable to undue influence. So if you have a client who's coming to you to work with issues and they feel vulnerable, and you ask them for a review of your services, they may feel a lot of pressure to please you and to not, you know, give the review they might want to give or even to say no. So this is a particular challenge for us. And at the time that I was dealing with this issue, I had a number of exchanges with Yelp asking them if they would please remove my business since it didn't have any reviews, positive or negative. And I was told that as a public business, that they would not delete the review, not delete the listing, that it had to exist there because it was being fed in by Google. So this was a bit of a challenge for me, and one of the ways that I dealt with this was to post on my business page on Yelp a description of some of the concerns I had about leaving reviews. And I still believe and have always believed that clients have the right to tell anyone they wish about my services or their experience of me as a provider, but I wanted them to be aware that they might be sharing very personally identifying information. I wanted them to know that my presence on the site was not a request for a testimonial or review. I wanted them to be sure that they knew that if they wanted to communicate something to me directly about something that didn't go well in their care, that I might not see it if it were on Yelp, and that I really wanted to invite and welcome direct feedback in the clinical relationship so that these were conversations we might be having. And also I wanted to prepare them for the reality that painful and difficult things come up in mental health treatment. And sometimes things happen that don't feel so good or that might mirror interactions that happen in other relationships. And the clinical relationship with a mental health provider might be an opportunity to work through some of those things. So if you short-circuit it by jumping to a review site and ranting about it, you may actually miss some of the rich healing that can occur if you actually talk directly to the provider about that experience. That said, I also think that this is a great way for consumers to talk to one another about experiences that they're having in care and also raise concerns that they have. But another issue that also comes up is that Yelp, and I'm sorry I'm using Yelp a lot, but there's other, there's certainly other healthcare rating sites. But a lot of these sites really pull for people who are really angry and upset or people who are over the moon delighted with their provider. And I'm not sure if they're currently set up right now to get the most useful information that consumers need about their healthcare providers. And if there's one thing that I can say about every single person in this room, including every one of us who's sitting up here behind this table, is we are all people who are consumers of healthcare services. All of us want to find the best provider for ourselves and our family members and our loved ones. So, you know, one of the questions that I want to put out there today is how can we find and create a site that actually provides meaningful, objective data about the things that would be useful for us? And given that I'm a psychologist, you know, I wonder about information that you don't get from a site such as Yelp, such as, you know, what was the issue that brought you into treatment? How many times did you meet with the provider? How many providers did you see before you met with this provider? And were they all terrible too? Or did you meet with someone who was finally able to actually help you fix your problem? So I think there's a lot of information that's not really getting fed into the doctor reviews on a lot of these sites. And then in addition, the issue that Jeff raised, which is that we are also bound by confidentiality. So, you know, whereas another business could actually respond to a review, whether it's to apologize or explain or justify, we're in a very different situation. You know, I can't even say to somebody who's left a review, you're right, I showed up late for that session and that I feel terrible about that and I'm sorry about that, because what I've just done then is identified a confidential relationship. So we are muzzled in a way that other business owners are not, and this also creates some tension and some problems. Just wanted to see if there was anything else that was really important to me. Oh, I did want to mention that one of the other things about review sites is that, again, it's a great way to communicate with other consumers who are seeking care and share your experiences. But there are also licensing boards that are set up for consumers who have been harmed or damaged by a healthcare provider. And an online review site is not the best place to protect other consumers. If anyone feels that something harmful has been done in the course of their treatment, I encourage you all to use your licensing boards to make a report about that clinician. Something to be aware of is that the details of your treatment may come up if there's an investigation, but that is the best way to follow up if somebody is doing something harmful as a healthcare provider. Things that go on Yelp will not, it may hurt the clinician's reputation, it may not, but it's not the best way to protect other consumers if that's something that you actually care about. One of the things that I have done in my practice is I've created a social media policy which addresses with my clients the issue of Yelp and online reviews. I let clients know that they are more than welcome to review my practice or talk about it anywhere they want, whether that be on a blog or anywhere else, but that I won't be responding to reviews left on online review sites, and that I hope that they will also feel that they can bring this feedback directly to me. I also hear consultation requests from a lot of clinicians who are in the position of having been negatively reviewed on Yelp. And sometimes they believe it's an angry patient. I've heard examples of an angry ex-boyfriend leaving reviews of his former partner saying negative things about his business. And one of the things, again, that's challenging is we can't actually go to Yelp and say anything about whether or not this person was a patient. So this is one of the challenges that we have. One of the things that I recommend to clinicians who are anxious about negative reviews is to ask people who you're not in a confidential relationship with, so for example, other clinicians you consult with, to leave a positive review if you feel that that will balance out negative reviews. And the last thing, which I think is extremely important, is that we need to begin in bringing in feedback and rating forms into our own services so that we're directly having these exchanges with our clients. So I recommend people develop evaluation mechanisms that happen between you and your clients that let you know if something negative is happening or if they're not pleased with the relationship or their care. And you might post aggregate data on your own website as an alternative to waiting to find things listed on a review site. Thank you.
Did you want to put your slide?
Oh, you don't.